from Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, all those in the chain of command at the Jeju Sobu Police Station are placed on standby duty as an investigation is underway to find out what went wrong in the case of a woman who went missing in May. Top diplomats from South Korea and the United States agree to maintain communication and work together amid recent shifts on the global stage. And North Korea plans to send around 100 athletes to compete in 14 sports at the 2026 Aichi Nagoya Asian Games. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. All those in the chain of command at the Jeju Sobu Police Station have been placed on standby duty, pending an investigation, in connection with the discovery of a body believed to be that of a woman who went missing on Jeju Island. The National Police Agency said Tuesday that it placed the station's former and current chiefs, as well as the heads of its Criminal Affairs Division and its Missing Persons Team, on standby duty in response to the mishandling and wrongful closure of the Jang Mi-ran case. A police officer at the station is accused of closing the case without justification after Jang's boyfriend reported her missing. A pretrial detention warrant hearing took place Tuesday afternoon as the officer faces potential charges. A body believed to be Jang's was found Monday at a palm tree farm in Halim-up, Jeju City, 104 days after the report was filed. President Lee Jae-myung has called for the formation of a body to oversee police reforms with a view to greater accountability amid growing concerns over lax discipline within law enforcement. He issued a directive on the subject during a cabinet meeting on Tuesday as police misconduct is under the spotlight, especially amid recent allegations that an officer closed missing persons cases after lying that he'd contacted the missing people and confirmed they were safe. In an apparent reference to the planned implementation of legislation to overhaul the prosecution in October, the president said the police are about to wield greater authority than any other state institution and pointed to growing public concern about the change. He instructed the prime minister's secretariat to invite public opinion on how best to create the reform body and to devise a plan for its launch. Top diplomats from South Korea and the United States have agreed to maintain communication and coordination amid recent shifts on the global stage. According to Seoul's foreign ministry, Foreign Minister Jo Hyun and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio discussed bilateral relations, North Korea, and global security over the phone on Monday. Jo said Seoul intends to ensure that U.S. President Donald Trump's recent conciliatory overtures to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un actually result in a resumption of dialogue and peace on the Korean Peninsula. A press readout from the U.S. State Department said Rubio had called for continued coordination between the two sides on matters integral to the alliance, but made no reference to the North Korea issue. U.S. President Donald Trump has used his Truth Social platform to send what appears to be another conciliatory message to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, shortly after scaling back joint U.S. military exercises with South Korea. Trump on Monday posted three old photos of him and Kim, with the first picture seemingly taken at the first North Korea-U.S. summit in Singapore in June 2018. The other two appear to be from their third meeting, held in June 2019 at Panmunjom, the symbolic truce village inside the demilitarized zone. But Trump didn't include any photos from his second summit with Kim in Vietnam in February 2019, which collapsed due to conflicting demands over denuclearization and sanctions relief. The United States has announced a new round of sanctions on Iran that would sever the country's every economic lifeline, as well as secondary sanctions on nations that continue to do business with the regime. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said during a press conference on Monday local time that the campaign, dubbed Operation Economic Outcast, would, quote, foreclose every other option available to the Iranian regime. Besant said Iran faces a clear choice between complete global isolation and the opportunity to rejoin the global economy. Sectors that could be subject to secondary sanctions include digital assets, technology, gold, aviation, and shipping. North Korea plans to send a delegation of about 100 athletes to compete in 14 sports at the 2026 Aichi Nagoya Asian Games next month. Go Chul-ho, Secretary General of the North Korean Olympic Committee, told the Joseon Shinbo, a Tokyo-based pro-North newspaper on Tuesday, that he expects the delegation will win more medals at the upcoming event, despite its reduced size and participation in fewer sports compared to the previous games. North Korea registered a total of 185 athletes for 18 events at the last Asian Games held in Hangzhou, China, in 2023. That appearance marked the North's return to an international multi-sport event for the first time in 5 years, resulting in a total of 39 medals, including 11 gold, 18 silver, and 10 bronze medals. The ruling Democratic Party and the government have announced plans to actively allocate next year's budget, expected to be around 800 trillion won, or roughly 578 billion U.S. dollars, likely a record high, to future industries in hopes of fueling their growth. The party and government officials on Tuesday discussed the 2027 budget proposal during a consultative meeting held at the National Assembly in Seoul. DP floor leader Han Byung-do stressed that they must first set priorities on where and how much to invest while preparing a strategy to allocate funds to key areas of fiscal need, such as the younger generation and region-led growth. Finance Minister Bak Hong-gun noted that the general budget proposal is the first to be entirely overseen by the Lee Jae-myung administration and will focus on supporting a great leap toward an irreplaceable South Korea through proactive fiscal management. The DP and the government identified 5 key focus areas for next year's budget: advancing artificial intelligence and the 3 mega projects initiative, which includes semiconductors and physical AI, expanding future growth engines such as aerospace and bioindustries, supporting youth development, addressing K-shaped polarization and promoting region-led growth, and strengthening public safety. Hyundai Motor and its labor union have reached a tentative wage agreement, avoiding further production losses after a series of strikes. According to the union, the agreement was reached Tuesday during the 17th round of negotiations, which began a day earlier at the automaker's plant in Ulsan. The agreement includes higher monthly base pay, a performance bonus of more than 400% of the base pay plus 12.7 million won, 15 company shares, welfare points, and higher summer vacation allowances. The company also agreed to hire 500 new production workers through 2028, while the two sides agreed to revisit bonus increases next year and extend the retirement age without expanding the wage peak system if relevant legislation is revised. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 45.78 points, or 0.68% on Tuesday, to close at 6,742.74. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 13.82 points, or 1.7%, to close at 827.15. The news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.